Royal Air Force Quick Reaction Alert Typhoon aircraft from RAF Lossiemouth and RAF Coningsby intercept Russian aircraft approaching UK airspace on the 7th of March. An RAF spokesperson said that this was a routine response to Russian aircraft approaching UK airspace and was coordinated with several other NATO allies. Minister of State for Defence Procurement Jeremy Quinn MP visited HMS Prince of Wales for a celebration of the UK's engineering excellence. Aircraft carrier HMS Prince of Wales has arrived in Liverpool in a demonstration of the Naval Service's close ties with the city. The second of the Royal Navy's giant new aircraft carriers sailed down the River Mersey for a week-long visit packed with celebrations and engagement with the local community. A state-of-the-art training facility has been formally named at RAF Shawbury by the Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Wigston, CBE. The building was named in honour of the Duke of Cambridge, who completed advanced flying training at the Defence Helicopter Flying School and was awarded his Aircrew Flying Badge in January 2010. The Duke of Cambridge building is part of the UK military flying training system and houses advanced flying training devices. This is where the next generation of aircrew learn many of their skills before getting airborne in the modern fleet of 29 Juno and 3 Jupiter helicopters. Over 300 members of the Royal Corps of Signal, both past and present, marched past Salisbury's famous cathedral as they launched the start of their centenary celebrations in the presence of their Colonel-in-Chief, Her Royal Highness, the Princess Royal. The cathedral's stunning west front provided the backdrop for their parade, which included service personnel, veterans, and cadets who acknowledged Her Royal Highness with their Eyes Right salute. The second of the Royal Navy's new aircraft carriers sailed down the River Mersey for a week-long visit and engagement with the local community in a demonstration of the Naval Service's close ties with the city. The second of the Royal Navy's giant new aircraft carriers, the HMS Prince of Wales, is affiliated with the cities of both Liverpool and Bristol. And finally, Indian soldiers have been in the UK to participate in joint Indian and British Army military training Exercise Ajia Warrior. The exercise has seen a composite company of 120 soldiers from the Indian Army's 14th Battalion and soldiers from B Company 1st Battalion the Rifles share their knowledge and expertise to enhance the combat tactics of both sides. The two-week training event, which took place on Salisbury Plain Training Area, is held biannually in alternate countries and culminated in a 72-hour joint counterinsurgency exercise in the middle of the plain. To keep up to date on all the breaking news from the British Armed Forces, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us across social media. This has been your latest news from British Armed Forces Daily.